ladies and gentlemen, the Barney and Evan Show present the Oregon Trail.
Hey guys, we're back here, part two of the Oregon Trails. Evan is on the soundboard today.
Yeah.
How do you like it, dude? How do you like the control?
I love it, dude. But
sorry, I'm being a backseat driver. Dude.
Yeah, backseat driver, son of a gun.
Yeah, I'm sorry, dude.
You're okay.
Should be a little bit lower. Sorry.
You know what's going on.
What's up, Jesse? We're over here in Eugene. We're in Eugene, right?
We're in your hometown.
We're in a Motel 6. Smells like cigarettes. Before you walk over there, plug up!
I'm here, dude.
You almost took the whole freaking table ready with for you. It.
He was actually trying to go pee, but he's back now.
You have like 75 cables connected to you. Yeah. Remember?
I know, it's so crazy, dude.
You forget. You just walk away and take half the room with you.
He's like, I take my 4Runner every winter. I can go anywhere
go
too.
Off roading. But we're over here in Eugene. We're leaving tomorrow, so we got a hotel over here. We're gonna go partying after this.
It feels
gonna
really good. Time, yeah. Dude.
You know hotels? What? Is this? It's like a Motel 6, like a fancier Motel 6. Dude.
No, it's a University Inn.
University Inn.
I really like the motel we're in. I wanted to talk about us shooting, dude. Shooting, dude. That was crazy. I don't really like to shoot because I don't pay for ammo, so I don't want to waste anybody's ammo because I don't know how to aim.
Who cares, dude? It's all about the fun
but
and the experience. Who
being
cares?
Up here, dude, and you guys just let me... Come on, Evan, shoot, shoot!
I know, we had to, like, peer pressure you, dude.
Yeah,
basically,
dude.
No, I don't want to. No.
I had fun, dude. You guys made me feel really, really good.
That was really fun, dude, except it's freezing my butt off.
Yeah.
That was fun, though, dude.
We got a video why we would be really cold. While we were shooting.
It was chilly. Yeah. Remember where we like pulled
the
over?
The first day, yeah, because we didn't have like the right clothes. We didn't have gloves or anything.
We still don't have the right clothes.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But no, at least today we had gloves. Today and yesterday we had gloves.
Wow. I think you were the only one that wore gloves.
Yeah, it helps, dude. I don't know why you guys didn't want to wear them. Actually,
no,
makes a difference.
I wore the gloves too. And it really helped. As soon as I put my hand to the black gun...
I look to the
It was really, really warm, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude. As soon as you start shooting, yeah, it like heats up. That was fun. We explored some cool trails, though, man. Yeah. We almost got stuck like two or three times.
Yeah.
And that little shovel that you had, Jesse, that came in handy, too. Yesterday, yeah, when we almost got stuck. And
so besides the shooting, like just being in the trails of Oregon,
yeah,
which... Tillamook,
yeah.
And what was the trail today?
Today we went
to Sayo.
It's the city's called Sayo, but it's called Camp Morrison.
Morrison, being up there, dude, just being in the trails, dude, was really cool. Like,
we saw someone get stuck up there.
Yeah, that was the funny part, dude. We were about to go to this other trail. There was a dude that was broken down, and you pulled over. You're like, "Hey, dude, what's wrong? You need help?" Yeah, dude, I broke my freaking axle coming up here. There's someone a few hundred yards behind me that also broke his axle trying to come up here. And you're like, whoop, I'm turning around.
Okay, well, whoopsie-doo.
Looks like we're not going that way.
We'll see you later.
Let's get back on fresh ground.
Yeah, but dude, just knowing how it is four-bying and stuff and not being able to four-by in snow with the FJ Cruiser and everything that I had. It was really cool just seeing how it feels, dude. It feels so good, dude. Yeah, it made me feel...
Reminiscent
about it a lot. I'm just looking...
Getting flashbacks.
Looking at my old pictures of my FJ Cruiser, I'm like, why can't you make it to the snow? I wish I made it to go into the snow and everything. But being in the 4Runner, it was really cool, man. And I appreciate you doing everything you did for us, dude.
Yeah, thanks, Jesse.
Keeping us out here, dude. It means a lot, dude.
Sacrificed a lot, dude.
I'll have to pay for some repairs.
Yeah.
Dude,
we messed your car up, dude.
I know, dude. I was like, when we hit that bump where...
You hit that bump, and I was just like...
I just hear Evan in the back screaming like, oh my God!
I know, dude. I was like, dude, this might cost some money, but yeah, it's okay. Like, it's just money.
It's about the experience, dude.
I know. For me, that's it's what fun. I care for more.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could all say that. But when it's your car, dude, and you hit a bump that hard, dude, you're like, it hurts, oh, bro. My God, dude. What did I just do, dude? I
know. Dude, it wasn't even my car, and I felt that in my heart. I'm like, oh, yeah, it dude.
Hurts. Everything that was painful, dude. As long as it's not frame damage, everything can get ripped.
Yeah, that was not frame damage, dude. You'll be fine.
Yeah, no, I'm
fine. I don't know. I heard some creaking, dude.
You think so?
Dude, we drove out here. I don't think
so, Daddy. Yeah, it felt wobbly the whole way here. You're so no, I'm just trying to scare you, dude.
You're such a jerk.
Dude, a 4Runner is...
You're going to make him do another thing for like $100 just to check out to see if his frame's good.
No, the TRD is literally meant for that, dude.
Well, a 4Runner is meant for running. And that's what it did.
Running on fours.
That was really fun, man. I had really fun this trip, man. So I just want to say thank you for taking care of us. Yeah, I know you spent a lot of money on gas, driving around for hours, dude. Hauling our butts around.
Yeah, we did stay, dude. We stayed. Because that storm on Friday, dude, we couldn't leave. For the road trip we were supposed to do, we couldn't go.
Yeah, we got stuck out here.
So we decided to stay. And we're still here with Saturday night.
Dadia said that it was like that he woke up and it was snowing really hard where I live. And that's just Salem, dude.
Yeah.
Imagine like...
That was in the town. We weren't even in the trails or mountains or anything.
Yeah, even my dad said like, hey, what are you guys doing right now? Oh, I'm like, just at Jesse's house. He's like, okay, good, because it's really bad right now.
Yeah, apparently, like, you guys just happened to come here when there was a winter storm warning, dude. So I was...
Well, that's the best part. That's why it was fun.
I thought that was fun for me, but I just didn't want to be driving through, because every time I've driven to California, Shasta is where it gets
really sketchy. I was about to say, dude, Mount Shasta is like, that's like, it's like, imagine driving through like Big Bear, like those windy roads, like high up, dude.
It's way worse than that, dude.
Yeah.
You see like truck drivers, dude, just running flat, like their warning lights all the time. When I first moved out here, we were going up the mountain, and it was just like, you couldn't even see like 10, like it felt like 10, 20 feet at most. You couldn't see in front of you.
Yeah, so I'm glad we stayed.
It was better, dude. It was safer for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a right call, dude. When are you going to come back to Cali, dude?
Never. I'm going to go visit you guys.
We have to come for sure. We're planning that cosplay / costume party. I like calling it a cosplay party because that's more exciting. Doing like cosplay, I think, is better than costume because cosplay is a lot more specific. Like you're specifically dressing up as a person, a character from a movie or show or video game. But a costume is just very generic. Like I don't want people showing up just like, oh, I'm a pirate. I'm a cowboy. Or this or that. You know.
My name's Jim.
Yeah, my name's Jim. But I want everyone to have really cool costumes, dude. And we're gonna film it. We're gonna make a podcast out of it. It's gonna be fun.
Live.
So think about what you're gonna cosplay as from now.
Live Parney and Evan show.
It probably won't be until like the end of this year. So it's gonna be like in 9 or 10 months from now.
Do you have an idea what you have planned?
I don't know yet, dude. Because even like the last time I went, dude, it was like, it was super last minute. It was like surprising, like you guys. Well, Evan, you helped out a ton, but it was surprising Dadia. Because he had invited me, and he didn't even know that I was going to show up.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you talk about that story? How we flamugassed this guy.
Well, at the time, dude, I was just like, the tickets were expensive, dude. So that's how much love I have for you guys. But, like, Evan, luckily, he was like, dude, let's go. Like, I'll pick you up and everything. And so I bought the tickets, like, 2 weeks before the party.
How much was that?
$340
No, dude, it was more than that.
More than 300?
$540
Yeah, $540 exactly.
That's insane,
and
man.
And 65 cents.
Jeez. That's like, comparing it to the cost of like whenever I flew out here, the past few times I flew out here, round trip tickets were like 170. I think the most I ever paid was like 180 maybe.
Yeah, and you were crying about it this time around, dude. You're like, 150?
Yeah, I know, dude. For a one-way, that's still expensive, but I didn't know that's how much you spent, dude. Like, 500? That's crazy.
Yeah, dude, and not only that, I had to still pay for a rental, because what you guys don't know is that, well, you guys knew, because I told you guys afterwards that, like, the plane did some weird thing where we ended up like landing in towards Bend, and we had to. I went in a rental car with some random people.
Oh yeah,
and we hitchhiked.
You landed where?
We landed in Redmond.
Redmond,
which is in Bend.
Bend is over here.
Yeah, it's like from where we're at. It's like 3 hours that way.
Yeah,
south
east.
East. Oh, okay.
And then from there, I had to, like, everyone was, like, worried. And so I found, like, a couple that were sitting next to me on the plane. They were like, if we can get a car rental, we'll, like, drive out there and we can get our cars. Because I had my 4Runner already parked in the PDX.
Oh, so you basically had to pass your home and drive another, like, hour.
Yeah, dude.
Pick up your car and then come back.
When you landed here?
When he came back, when last time he was in California and he came back here.
His you had plane your had to divert. You had your 4Runner. You had your 4Runner when you went to Dottie's cosplay party.
Yeah,
parked it at the airport.
Oh, and so when you came back over here, everything got messed up.
Yeah, and I had to just, like, go with some random people to drive from like Bend to PDX. And
only drove those people to be nice.
No, he shared a ride with them.
Yeah, dude.
They rented a car.
Yeah, he was being nice to them.
Yeah, I had to pay for the rental.
Yeah.
And then, the whole thing?
Not the whole thing.
You just chipped in?
Yeah, I chipped in, but I still had to pay for gas plus the rental. And, like, they were, like think of surge pricing. They knew that everyone needed a car rental, so they charged. Yeah. They jacked up the price.
Just charged up the butt. They were taking advantage, dude. That sucks.
Yeah.
But the thing that sucks is that, so you landed near Bend. Then you have to drive another, like, 4 hours to Portland, right?
It was three hours.
3 hours back to Portland to pick up your car. But on the way there, you passed your home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, an hour past your home, picked up your car, and came back. So what time did you get back?
Dude, I you guys dropped me off, I think, at the airport, like, at 3.
Yeah.
And, like, I didn't get home till 1 in the morning.
Jeez.
Almost 2.
That's bad.
Yeah.
It sucks.
And it sucked, dude, but it was like, whatever, like,
yeah.
I don't do this often, so I didn't cry about it.
If you think about it, everything that you have to go all around in Oregon is really far away. So you have to be prepared, like, if you're going to go to a certain spot to go for buying or anything in a certain spot, just to see the way it looks, it's like 30 minutes to an hour.
Yeah.
Minimum.
Actually, dude... Throughout this whole trip,
out here like you're in LA, like you're gonna just go down.
Yeah,
the street.
We're used to here where like everything's like within like 20-30 minutes away.
And that's what I like. Really close. I want people to know that if you think that you're gonna go down the street to go somewhere really nice that looks good and go floor buying, you're not gonna go get there in like 30 minutes. It's gonna be like 45 minutes or an hour.
Yeah, but one thing I want to say on that, dude, is that. From what I remember, like, this whole weekend, like, everywhere we went, it seemed to go, like, a little bit faster than all the other times I was here.
Well, we were listening to, like, music that we all enjoyed.
Yeah, and talking to each other.
Yeah, and then we're all talking, so, like, it goes by easily. And,
it
like, does. For me,
it felt like nothing.
Yeah, like, so that's why even when I'm just out here with other friends, like, for me, it's easy. Like, it goes by, and I'm not thinking about it so much.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what it felt like this time, dude, because the first, like, 2 times I was here, I just wasn't used to those drives, dude, like, those hour-and-a-half drives, you know, just to get to one place. But yesterday and Friday, Thursday, even though, like, our drives were, like, an hour plus away, like, it just went by really quick, dude.
You know why you're not used to those long, you said it's, like, an hour-and-a-half to get over... to a new spot over here, you're used to going all the way to Big Bear.
Yeah.
Or yeah, like Arrowhead. It's at least an hour and a half.
Yeah, it's like an hour 40.
To
like
get somewhere
hours.
To where we are going to be going and seeing in Oregon, it's like 35 minutes, 40 minutes, and you see everything, dude.
Exactly. Everything. That's what I was thinking about today, dude. Like if you in California, if you want to go see the snow, it's like an hour, 45 minutes, almost 2 hours away. You have to do this crazy, like, drive all uphill, windy roads. It's really dangerous. And to get to something similar here, where you live, it was today. What was that place called again? Sayo?
So we went to Ken Morrison. That was only 42 minutes away.
Yeah, that's really quick, dude.
It wasn't
that was,
bad.
That was pretty quick.
And we saw like straight up real snow.
Yeah. It was like 2-3 feet of snow.
Yeah.
Besides that, on the way up, we saw yellow grass. Yellow, beautiful grass.
Oh, yeah.
It was a nice drive.
With green everywhere.
Yeah, I was telling you guys.
And you keep going up, dude. That was and like, then the higher you get up.
It goes up and you see the snow. And like, we drove through one of my, like, if I can like retire anywhere, we just drove right through it, dude. Like, and you saw, like, I was telling you, like, Evan, like, how there was, like, deers on the side.
Yeah.
Dude, like.
I saw cows, too.
Yeah, it was, like, so beautiful, dude. Like, yeah. I can't. Where are you going to see that in California?
You will never.
Yeah.
Riverside for far, 30 far seconds, and then you see a meth head on the
Yeah.
You see a meth head on the same.
Yeah, dude. Street. So, that's for me. That's why I just. I miss all of you guys in California, but like I realize like I can't just think of like I need to think like what's healthy.
Your family.
Yeah, and like what's healthy for you, dude? It's not healthy to be out there.
Yeah.
Overall, it sucks saying it, but it's just not healthy.
Yeah.
Just a stressful environment, dude. Like you were telling me the one thing that you had to get used to when you moved out here is like out here in Oregon, everything's like a lot slower. In California, everything's go, 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 go. There's traffic everywhere. Everything's just fast paced. And over here, it's a lot more relaxed.
Yeah. Like you guys, like Evan, like we talk on the phone pretty often, right?
Every day.
Yeah. And so like when you call me, dude, we're like, how long are we on the phone for? Like average
hour, at least 2 hours.
Yeah. Average an hour and a half to 2 hours. And like the whole time, dude, you're just trying to get home.
Yeah.
And so imagine, dude, your 8 hour day.
That's just from your work to your house.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, dude, like that's an 8 hour work day turns into like 9.5 to like 10 hours.
Yeah.
And that's just not. And it's traffic. So you're like stressed about it the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
And like for me, dude, I go to work. Takes me 15 minutes. And I showed you guys rush hour. But you guys were like laughing about it.
You're
like,
we were laughing at it.
This is rush hour?
This is what the freeways are like in LA on a Sunday.
Yeah, dude. And like for me, it's just like I miss you guys a lot. Yeah. But I just can't see myself like being in California anymore.
Yeah, me either, dude.
Well, dude, at least like, I'm trying to get
my wife out of California, dude. My wife and my kids, dude, we're trying to come back. Well, heck out of there, dude.
Yeah, and you tell me how, like, you've taken Layla and Logan out to, like you were
going only to Jim Canyon?
Not only that, but weren't you going to, like, Mount Baldy?
Oh, no, I never.
That's when you were living in Pomona.
I took the kids to Holy Jim Canyon. Layla loved it, dude.
It's because it's like, more focused on nature over, like, city.
Yeah. And that's still nothing compared to the places here, dude.
Yeah, dude.
It's like nice for California. It's a nice place.
You're like surrounded just by like fields.
So if you're thinking about it, why wouldn't you want to leave out here?
I would want to live here.
You should.
But for me, I think like I just grew up like family centric. Like my family was always super close to each other.
And you were always
really close to my parents, my sisters, my brother.
My big brother-in-law, city,
my sister-in-law, my nephews. Yeah. Not only that, I don't even care for the big city. Like, you know, I've always told you years, I hate LA. You've always
been,
dude,
around big cities.
Not really. I've always lived in the suburbs, like you.
No, I'm saying, like, who was born in New York? Lucy?
No, that was Dennis. But Dennis? I don't remember that. We lived there when I was really young. I don't remember it.
So that's what I'm trying to say is, like you should live here, dude, for sure.
Yeah. I would actually like to live here. But the one thing that's stopping me is, like, my family and my friends. Like, I'm really close to my family. I'm really close to my friends. If we all lived out here, or at least had like a few family members and friends that lived out here, then I would do it for sure. I wouldn't even think twice about it.
Yeah,
that's the only thing. Like, for me, I don't like, you know, I don't like being alone. I grew up with a big family. We're always like super close to each other. Me and my entire family, we're a really tight family, dude.
So and even with my friends, family, though.
My immediate family, my parents.
Okay, I have Dennis. A bigger family than you.
Yeah, but they're out here. Siblings. Yeah, no, but they're all out here, right?
Well, I lived in California by myself, dude.
That's true. But didn't you have a hard time after they left? Didn't you have a hard time being on your own?
Be honest. Well, yes and no.
You missed them a lot, right?
No.
You didn't miss them, dude? I'm going to show them this episode, dude, and say, look, Jesse doesn't love you.
Dude, I lived by myself for like over 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah, you were by yourself, dude.
So, bro.
I know, right? Can you do 2 years out here by yourself?
No, I can't, dude. Exactly. That's why I'm saying, dude. Like, that's just like proving my point that I don't want to be away from my family and friends. Besides my family, my friends, dude, like Evan, like your family, dude, you, your brother, Bella, Serena, your parents, you guys are like my second family, dude. I consider you guys like my family. I don't really hang out with much like anyone else, dude. So to be away from not only my family, but my very close friends that I still consider my family would be really hard for me. And I feel like it would take a toll on my mental health.
Yeah, but I mean? I'm out here.
Yeah, but you're here with your family, right?
No.
She doesn't hang out with
you. Your sister lives in the same building as you.
Just like a week ago.
Oh, is that recent?
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I've been like, I don't know. Maybe it's, you know, we can't compare you to me either. Because, like, we have different tolerances.
Yeah.
But, like, for me, I was, like, okay. I'm okay with, like, dude, for a while, I was even thinking, like, oh, what if I just moved to Texas? I'm fine, dude. I'll go to meetings. You meet people, and you're, like, all set, dude. Like,
that's true. Yeah.
Like, there's a bigger family out there than just, like, the ones that you know.
Yeah. That's true.
You could have a whole family without being blood related.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's true.
So, that's like, for me, true. I just, like, even though I miss you guys, I can guarantee you, dude, I'm never moving to California back again.
Yeah, after you're used to being out here so long, it's like, California's whack probably to you, huh?
Yeah, like, dude, I put gas today and I was crying about what was like
$63.
Oh, yeah, when we were at the gas station, it was like $60 and you're like, dang, she's thirsty. I'm like, is that a lot?
Oh, yeah.
Like, how much would it be in California right now? Like,
how many gallons is your tank? Like 18, 20 maybe?
No, not even that, dude. It's only like 13 gallons.
No, it's got to be more than that, dude. It's a 4Runner?
Yeah, dude, it doesn't have a big tank.
Well, okay. Basing it off the gas prices over here, how much was it per gallon again? Like $3.50 or something?
I thought it was expensive and it was at $3.89.
Yeah, we're in California, Southern California right now, it's close to $5. So you probably would have paid $80 to $90 to fill your tank.
Yeah, dude. Like you see.
Be $100.
And like.
Yeah, close to $100.
And like. And I'm like making okay money for like where I'm at. So it just means like. There's no reason for me, because, like, to move back.
I feel like that's why I'm going to move.
It'd be awesome, dude, because I'm telling you, dude, like, hopefully by the end of this year, I'm going to have my own. I'm going to try to go to my own business. I want to go solo.
You're going to try to open up your own thing, your own pest control thing, or what?
Yeah. Why not?
That'd be cool. If you do that, then I'll move here and you could hire me. I'll be your assistant. I'll be your assistant to the regional manager.
No, I'll be the assistant to the regional manager.
No, he already told me I could have it, Evan.
Are we taking a break?
Yeah, we're going to take a little break. We'll be back in a couple minutes. The regional manager
before him.
No, I already called the dude. Get out of here. Jeez. We're going to take a little break, folks. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, we're back from our pee break, and we're over here in Eugene, Oregon, and we're having a good hell of a time.
Yep. Jesse, tell us a little bit about Eugene. What's this place all about? I've never been here. I've never been to Eugene.
What's a college town? But it's bittersweet. You guys are leaving tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sucks.
I know.
I don't want to leave, dude.
But you know what? I really miss my wife and my two kids, man. I really miss them a lot, dude.
I know. That's fair, dude.
I miss my bed and my TV.
I miss my cat.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Dude, we didn't get to see Taco again, man.
I know. I was going
to. He's a cool cat, man. You need to send us a picture of him so we can post it on our page.
Dude,
he's a cool cat, man.
Dude, I was like, oh, maybe if we're like, on the way, we'll like stop by my sibling's apartment and we'll like go chill with him for a minute.
Yeah.
But I was like, dude, that's, come on. That's just a cap for much. You guys.
That's for me. That's too much.
Yeah, but for
I really don't care about animals that much.
That's messed up.
Yeah, because he's a serial killer. He doesn't have any compassion.
Dude, I got two kids, dude. They're way funnier, and they give me that every day, dude.
Yeah, and that's fair, dude.
Every day they learn a new word. Like, Logan's thinking, squeezing people's faces.
He made me bleed from my face, bro. Yeah. He squeezed my, like, eyebrows so hard, I started bleeding.
What the heck? Bro.
Yeah, that's how I can tell, like, you. Like,
people are asking me, like, dude, did he get in a fight or something?
No.
I was bleeding, dude. He's a strong boy. I love that
about
kid,
you guys, like, comparing kids to animals. Like, no way, man. Kids are way better.
Yeah, you're right, dude. But, yeah. Like, for us, it's like...
I love animals, dude. I love animals so much, dude. I love boxer dogs. Now, since I had kids, I don't...
It's nothing.
Annoying as hell, dude.
Yeah.
I'm just like, get the hell away from me. Get the hell away from me, dude.
Wait, can I tell a story about Layla?
Yeah, go ahead. Dude, you don't have to ask me.
So a few weeks ago, Serena got me a gift, and she gave it to me like and she had like a little card like on the box. She wrote a little note like thanks for being my friend and everything, blah blah blah. And then I'm like, oh, thank you, Serena, and I gave her a hug and I opened it. I was like, oh my god, thank you. Gave her a hug and everything, and then I just hear Layla running to the room crying, dude.
Oh, yeah.
She runs to the room crying, and then Serena goes to her, and then she comes back out.
She's and I'm like, just sitting there you like, made her, what the hell happened?
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on. I'm like...
Total dad.
And then Serena comes back. She's like, Daddy, you made her cry. What'd I do? You didn't see on the box? On the side, she wrote a note for you, too. She just wrote her name, like, Layla, and then she put, like, little hearts on it.
Yeah.
And then I didn't see it because it was like on the back of the box, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God. And then I went to her. I'm like, I'm sorry, Layla. And she saw me and she just like, she just looked at me and then like was like tossing and turning in the bed, like covering her face with the pillow. I'm like, I'm sorry, Layla. And I gave her a hug. And then I went back out to the living room and I was just sitting down on the couch. Me and Evan were talking. And 5 minutes later, she comes back out and I just feel her little arms like grabbing me from the back and hugging me. She's like, I love you, Daria.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, dude. I almost started crying, dude. That was so cute.
That must be nice.
Felt bad, dude.
I think Daria.
Yeah. Don't say anything mean, please. You've been mean to me all
Daria
weekend.
Daria is too
I
romantic.
I've been mean to you.
Daria would be like, oh, my young daughter.
I know. No, realistically, I think Daria would actually be a really good dad.
Yo, no, he'd be
really?
Amazing.
You think
dad.
So?
Yeah,
Daddy would be an
You'd
amazing
be too
dad.
Sensitive,
but
though.
You know why he'd be
I would
a
make
great
what?
Dad? It's a mixture of gypsiness and Americanness, and he would just be taking his kids to see all this cool stuff. Hey, you don't have to be scared, okay?
Just he'd be sensitive. Dude.
Yeah, he would. He would.
I am a sensitive guy.
I'm not saying that I'm not sensitive with Layla. I am sensitive with Layla, but I don't want her to be a wimp.
Yeah,
because I know
I don't
guys,
think she's a wimp, dude. For a girl, she's really strong, dude.
I know how guys take advantage of girls that are wimpy.
Yeah. What's up, Jesse?
Can you put the music down a little bit more? There we go.
Okay. Sorry, Evan, go ahead.
I know how guys are with girls that are wimpy.
Yeah.
And that's not going to be my daughter. That's not going to be
my
daughter.
And not at all, dude.
She's strong, dude.
Yeah.
She's a strong girl.
So.
Especially from you and Serena.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So I'm going to make her even harder than I even have to be, maybe.
Imagine, dude, like once she has to bring a boyfriend over.
Dude, she's only like, what, like 4 and a half? She was born in 20.
She's 5.
Oh, yeah, you're right. She was born in 2018. I was thinking of Henry. And, dude, she's only 5, and she's already saying, what's up, bro? She's already saying,
what the heck, bro?
Yeah.
She's going to bully.
And I go, and then when she says that,
I go, and it's funny, but, like, I get, like, a little bit mad, but, like, it's funny at the same time, and I can't show that I want to laugh. So, like, don't call me that. Don't call me bro. I'm not your bro.
Yeah. And I tell her all the time, like, you don't tell Dylan and you don't tell Dottie that or Andre, bro, or me. I'm your dad. Those are your uncles.
I couldn't even take you serious, dude. I'd be like,
yeah, like, see me saying that? You can't even take me serious.
You're just like, move on, bro.
Yeah. She's just like, whatever, bro.
I love that kid, man. Freaking lovely.
She's funny, dude.
She's so funny.
She's like too. She has a really strong character.
Yeah, dude. And it's she has a strong personality, dude.
She's going to scare guys away. She's going to check who broke into the house.
She's funny, though, too, dude.
I'm trying to make Layla really strong so she doesn't get taken advantage of. Because, dude,
that's a good
come
thing,
on, man. Imagine how you were when you were in high school, dude.
I was a wimp. I kept getting bullied, dude.
Yeah, but with Layla, I just want to make her strong. And I don't want to make her feel weak, you know, because
yeah, that's a good thing, man.
We know how it is to be boys. And, you know, I want to make her a stronger woman when yeah. she's older, you know.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
And she already is. She already shows signs of how strong she is. And she's a funny little girl, man.
She's hilarious, dude.
She's going to be intimidating, dude.
Yeah. She already intimidates me. She's like, can I ask mom? I'm like, no. She's like, but she said.
Oh, shit. Dude, you see, like, that's probably, like, my nightmare right there, dude. I don't want to have a daughter.
You don't, dude.
You know what's funny, dude? I remember, when we were in Big Bear a few months ago when I was with your family.
Yeah.
We're like, everyone was packing up, and everyone kept asking each other, whose shoes are these? Whose hat is this? You know, whose shirt is this or whatever? And I remember Adolfo was like, he picked up a hat or something. He's like, who is this? It's mine now. And in the corner was Layla, and Bella was with her, right? And then she was far away, dude. She was like on the other side of the cabin, and she's like, hey, that's my dad's. Put that down. That's my dad's. Oh, dang, dude. She looked mad, dude. Yeah. She looked pissed off, dude. Yeah.
She's our protector, funny, dude. She doesn't mess around, man, at all.
Well, especially coming from you, dude. How is she not going to have this strong personality?
Yeah, I love that kid, dude. I can't wait till Logan starts talking and actually has a personality for himself, dude. I almost feel like he's going to be kind of like Dylan. Like,
no,
I see him like Dylan, dude.
I feel like he's going to be like that, too.
I think he's going to be like...
He already reminds me of Dylan.
He even looks like Dylan, dude. If you see, dude, Jesse, if you see a picture of Dylan...
And the way he acts. He just wants his mama. That's it. And he goes, mama, mama, mama.
If you see a picture of him, dude, and then you compare him to a picture of Dylan when he was a baby, they're freaking spitting image, dude. They look so similar, dude. Yeah. I hope he... Because, you know, like, Layla was really, really close to me, dude. Yeah. Growing up. Freaking Layla loves me, dude. I really hope to God that Logan, at least for a little bit, I hope that he's close to me like that, too.
Whoa.
Because now, dude, if you see the way he looks at me, dude, he, like, stares at me like he's about to ask for my papers, dude. He looks like he hates me.
Yeah,
like,
it's just a joke, but for me, I'm going to try to keep them both, like, going with me to Holy Gym Canyon and stuff. And, just going in a tundra, dude, because that's all I have right now. So just going to tundra.
You haven't taken Logan there yet, have you?
No, he's too little, dude.
Oh, yeah.
So just go and take him in a tundra to Holy Gym Canyon and drive as fast as I can like I always do, dude. I drive fast, dude. That's what I was trying to tell you with my FJ Cruiser, dude.
No, dude, Jesse, he would drive like a freaking maniac. Dude, you know how many times we caught air just going over a little bump? Like we'd hit a daisy. Okay. We're in the freaking air, dude.
My 4Runner, you drive
fast.
Is a 2018, dude.
No, yeah. we're comparing the cars. How he would drive versus how you would drive.
Well, the thing difference is cost.
Oh, that's true. You're like I didn't care
about the cost.
Okay, I had the baby at first because it's basically
that's obvious.
I could have got if you an get FJ
something that nice. Yeah. Obviously, you're going to baby it, yeah.
Yeah, because I could...
So that's normal.
At the price of the 4Runner, I can get 2 FJs.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
I'm going to take Evan's side on this one, dude, because he'll drive like a freaking maniac. I'll be like... I was so scared, dude. He would drive freaking fast, dude.
I was being a pansy driving, but the thing is...
Why? Why were you being pansy?
Because there was snow.
Because it's brand new.
And, yeah, there was snow. It was brand new.
And you just said it's a cost.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, it's all about cost. I don't want to be paying for some stupid repair just to have fun for a minute.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it, dude.
So when I got my FJ Cruiser, that cost compared to your cost was the same thing, and I didn't care about it. I was just going hell bent for leather, dude.
How was it the same cost?
Because I didn't have the money to, if I crashed, I would it'd be total, dude. That was my one and only, dude. I had to get to work.
Dude, do you remember when you first bought your FJ, like the first few times we went to Holy Gym, and you would take Layla, she was really excited. She loved it.
Yeah.
She would just laugh the whole time, and as she got older, she was getting, like, she's more scared now.
Yeah. She got more scared with the Tundra, dude. She got scared with the Tundra, yeah. She could tell, dude.
She has intuition. She knows, dude, it's not as stable.
With the Tundra, I would even go faster, dude. Go faster, dude, in the trails.
Do you remember? I don't know if you remember this, but yeah, I know you're gonna remember it. But that one time we went with your FJ, and it was me, you, and Brett and Brittany. I can't remember if Serena was there. No, I don't think she was.
No, she was.
And there was like a little creek, dude. Jesse. It was only like creek, 6 inches deep.
Yeah, it was tiny, dude. There was no water.
And it was just like pebbles.
California.
Right? So he would drive super fast down it, and like the water would go everywhere. And then we were just taking videos. And then there was this couple that had their truck like broken down. Like they were stuck in the mud or whatever. And Evan would just like pass them super fast, dude. And remember it was a white couple. And remember the girl saw
Brett,
and she called him the N-word, dude. Remember that?
That was cool, like, dude.
What the heck?
Yeah, she called the N word. We're just driving in there, and Brett said, "Take me back there. Take me back there." And I was like, "No, we don't need to go back there, dude."
They were just mad that their truck got stuck, dude. It was like a Dodge Ram, but it was slammed. I don't know why they would take a slammed Dodge Ram in a freaking trail.
They weren't stuck in there. They were just, I don't know what they were doing. They were just hanging out.
But I remember like seeing it stuck. They were trying to get it out.
No, that was a different story.
Oh, I'm confusing two stories. Yeah, you're right.
Well, I have... My 400 does have, like, enough to get through the basics. But, like, I just don't want to push it because I want to make sure that it's, like... You can't hear me?
Yeah, you're kind of quiet. You have to keep it closer.
I thought it was a dynamic...
No, it is.
But if you keep it far, like, even my microphone is quiet. If I keep it far, you have to keep it close.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can hear us.
For now, I just wanted to make sure I had, like, the basics so I can, like, already have fun with it. But it's going to get, like, ideally better. But I have to still realize, like, I want to keep this thing because it's barely at 35,000 miles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have to...
Wait, what year is your truck again?
Your Ford? It's 2018.
2018, okay.
Yeah. And, like...
Well, dude, it's expensive.
And then also, what do you have that's so beautiful too? What's the other vehicle you have? I forgot.
I have a Tundra, and then I have the R6.
Yeah, so you have both of those things, and they're really nice. And the Tundra's lifted too, right?
Yeah, I have the Tundra that's lifted. It's got also a suspension. Yeah,
even your Tundra is nice, dude. Like, you haven't really done much to it. Like, you got rims and wheels, and I think you have a front bumper or no?
Yeah.
Yeah, he has so that it's badass just
like
bumper,
a
dude.
Few things you have done to it, but it's still really nice. I like your truck a lot.
Yeah, I use like the Tundra. I'm more okay with abusing the heck out of it because that's
why I'm trying to tell you that I'm not gonna buy a new brand new 4Runner. Hell no! Why would I buy a brand new 4Runner? What am I gonna do with it? I'm gonna ruin it. I am gonna ruin it, dude.
Just get an older one, dude.
He has witnessed what I do with something brand new to me. Yes. And I will ruin it, dude.
At least it's not as bad as me. Remember when I took my freaking Kia Optima? It was a Kia Optima Hybrid, dude. 2012 Kia Optima Hybrid. We're in the trail, and it was just a dirt road. And off to the left, there's like an area where it goes like uphill.
That was
crazy.
Holy Gym Cameron, dude.
Yeah, in Holy Gym. And there was these people like Jeeps and Toyotas, like actual off-road cars.
I could get up it, dude.
And I ruined my bumper dude.
I'm an idiot, dude. Evan, that was so funny what you said with those glazed donut eyes.
My glazed donut eyes, dude. I could do it. And I had my tongue sticking out of my mouth and Evan screaming the whole time, "Daddy, stop! I beg of you, stop!
You embarrassed me, dude. For the first time, Evan was being the reasonable one.
He was, dude. And you know what's funny?
What the heck? Why does everyone say that? For the worst,
for the first time, he was being reasonable. What? I'm always reasonable.
Dude, because you were peer pressuring me even
too.
Oh,
my God,
like,
dude. I was trying to give you some faith in your own phone runner, dude. But well, then again, what I would say, if I bought a brand new phone runner like you did, I wouldn't want to do anything to it.
Well, you just don't care to pay for repairs.
Jesse, we've been talking on the phone for how long you think? 2 years?
Basically, for sure, 2 years.
What do I always tell you?
I don't know.
I don't want to worry about that.
Worry about what?
I want to get an old 4Runner and worry about, oh, man, I'm ruining the paint. Oh, no, I don't want to. I'm gonna scratch the window. I don't want to worry about that. I'm going to go in there and I want to just want to haul butt. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, for
that's what you were saying. You want to get like an older gen.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I want
to.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to have. Okay. So, like, you see how the Tundra looks like with the bumper?
Yeah.
It felt weird going to the meetings with that, dude, because it looked too, like, much.
And like, too aggressive?
Yeah. And so, like, that's why I got the 4Runner, because I was like, okay, I'm going to make this, like, realistic where I can go off-roading, but also it doesn't look too much. So I've, even cutting the bumper, like, there's, like, that Viper cut that looks super aggressive, but I've, like, I didn't do that. And then I'm going to get the winch. But it's also going to be super low key.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be like a low profile kind of thing.
Yeah, it's gonna look good, but it's not going to be too much, because that way
yeah.
I can go to meetings, I can do everything, and it doesn't, like, people don't, it's not grabbing attention.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
So I
get that.
I'm trying to be responsible.
Well, think about me too. So I have two kids and a wife. So what I want to be able to get something that I could just go anywhere with. Mm-hmm. At least haul it with the Tundra, you know?
Yeah.
Haul it with my Tundra. I've never hauled
like
anything.
Like what your dad does. Like whenever we go to Big Bear, he hauls his Jeep up there.
My Tundra, I could haul a lot of stuff, dude. Yeah. I could haul a boat with that.
Yeah, it's got
I got airbags
power.
in my Tundra.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
So I could haul a lot of stuff. So I want to be able to buy like at least a third generation 4Runner.
Yeah.
4Runner. I just want to be able to just go right in there and not worry about it. That's the point. Not worry about it.
It's crazy, dude, because I think if you would have like gotten some service on your diff, you know how you went through that that rain puddle?
Oh, yeah, with my FJ Cruiser.
Yeah, dude. I feel like 100%, dude. Unless you had a differential breather, there was water in the diff, dude.
It had to have that.
I hope, but I don't think you
know. Oh, that's when you lost your friggin' front.
Yeah, the front
license plate.
The license plate, yeah.
And we went back the next day, and it was still there. Like, after the water was drained, it was still there. I'm like, oh, dude, it's here. Yeah, you actually found it, dude.
We were pretty fine, yeah.
Well, dude, I wanted to tell a story, too. Like, speaking of, like, off-roading stuff, our friend Nico, he bought a Jeep, something, a brand new Jeep. I don't know what Jeep it was. Was it a Wrangler? The one that Nico had.
Has it been? Yeah, maybe.
But he special ordered it. It took months. It took like 6 or 7 months for him to get it. And he only had it for like less than a year.
I can't say.
And it got stolen, dude. Like, that one hurts, dude. But what was funny, when Robert was telling me that story, and then I said, oh, didn't Brett's truck get stolen too? Like, not long ago? He's like, yeah, and then they found the truck like just 2 blocks over, like 3 blocks over, dude. They didn't want that truck.
Yeah.
That's messed up, dude. I don't know what hurts more, getting your truck stolen or the fact that they dropped it off like 2 blocks away. Like, we don't want this thing, dude.
But you know what? Yeah, that was just a joke. But Brett's truck was actually good.
The Ram, yeah. It was nice. Yeah, it was nice.
It was a Silverado. It was a 2000... I don't know.
It's like dark blue. Like
something in the 2000 Silverado 4x4. And, dude, that thing kicked butt, dude.
I learned how to drive, actually, in a Chevy Silverado.
Really?
Yeah, it was my uncle. He's my cousin.
Yeah.
But he was so much older than me that I always called him Dio.
Oh, yeah.
And so he was, he let my dad borrow the house, the truck, because we were living at the time for a while at... Do you guys know the city of Mira Loma?
Yeah, Mira Loma.
Yeah. Yeah, so we were living out there in a ranch for a while.
Oh, no way. Yeah. So you got to
It's like horse country.
Like, there would be like random times there would be rain and you would just drive through it?
I don't remember that. I just got to drive in the property because it was like, I think it was like, it was only like 2 acres.
Oh, yeah.
But they had a huge lot in the front, like, of the house where it was like just empty, like, just like
mm-hmm.
almost, I would say, very, very, like, out of a 1 to 10, it was a 1 of off roading. And so, like,
so it's just like very minor, just
flat ground.
Yeah, it was basically.
So we play, like, we say 1 out of 10, you're just flat ground.
Flat ground. But
that's still fun. Yeah, it'd still be fun.
Well, imagine, I was like 13, dude.
Yeah.
And I was driving this truck.
Yeah, when you're that young, like any type of driving is exciting.
Exactly. Dude. You didn't even have to press the gas, but like you start learning, like, this is how much power you get out of gas. And like, that's how I learned how to drive. It was driving his truck. And like, that's why I to this day, I have like a weird, like attraction to Silverados, even though I'm like a Toyota. I'm a diehard Toyota fan.
Yeah.
And anyone that knows me knows I grew up in an 84 Toyota van.
Yeah.
I remember that van, dude.
Yeah, I used to get ridiculed.
Did you guys have that van when you lived at King of Spain over there in Anaheim? Yeah, dude. I remember it, dude.
People used to like hate on it.
Why would they hate on it? That was a cool van.
Because, dude, everyone had like, I won't say who, but, like, there were some people that had, like, BMWs.
I just remember that I lived across the street from you when I got married. Did you still live there in 2015?
So,
no, he moved here in 2016.
Don't answer for him, Daddy.
No, you didn't live there in 2015.
Yeah, I did.
You lived across the street from me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Water Ridge.
No, that's when you were living with your brother, Adali.
No, dude, because... Oh, wait. You're right, because my parents left here in 2014.
Yeah, and you were living with your brother in Santa Ana for a bit. Yeah,
my accident, the motorcycle wreck, happened in 2016.
Yeah, so
that was already 2 years in of me living on my own.
Oh, so you're already with your brother.
Yeah.
That's when I first met you, dude, when you were living
there. Water Ridge or King of Spain?
King of Spain was a ghetto side, so I lived there. But, like, you lived at the Water Ridge, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and those were the King of Spain had a weird, like, but like now, I guess in these times in California, those aren't too bad, right?
Yeah. Oh, now they're expensive.
Yeah, I think at the time that we lived there, they were still like $1,200 a month.
Yeah, for what you needed, like 2 bedrooms.
It's 8 years now, dude.
Yeah, 8 years, like between like 8 years in California and 8 years here. I have my, and it's not meant to be showing off, but I have my 4Runner, I have my Tundra.
You have a beautiful place, dude.
I have my motorcycle. Your apartment, dude. It's not crazy.
It's, I know it's not like a crazy big place. Like, you have an apartment, it's very clean, it's very nice. It's modest, but it's still really nice, dude.
It sucks, dude, because, like, I know it's hard for you guys to, like, think, let's move the family out to, like another state. It doesn't have to be Oregon, but... It's hard to think of that, like, the whole process. But, like, once you get it over with, it's like, okay, now it makes sense. Like, why would I want
to
move?
You just have to make the jump.
It's a jump, dude. And it's a big hurdle. Especially, I mean, dude, we're all Californians.
Yeah.
And it's hard. And I came out here, dude, without knowing.
And I think...
Besides my family, I came out here and I adjusted, dude. And I've had broken bones, and
I it was right after your wreck, dude. So yeah. You were all
and broken. Like so, like the cold was harder on me. Like, unfortunately, we all admitted this weekend, climate change is real, right?
Yeah, I believe in it.
Yeah, like, it's starting to get even warmer out here. It's easier to adjust to the temperature.
Yeah, because you what do you got to do? What did we do today? What did we do for the past week? You bought gloves. You bought gloves for me. Daddy bought gloves for me. So my hands were so cold. And we wore beanies. And we wore...
that's it. That's all you need, dude. Just wear gloves and a beanie and like warmer socks and you're good, dude.
That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do to try to live in this. And that's what I'm talking about. We were higher up in different elevations right now. this whole weekend, we were in different elevations. We weren't even where you would live.
Yeah.
So I really think that Serena,
like, Dade, realistically, that's not Dade's where you're going to live.
Dade's mom and dad and my mom and dad, they'd be able to live here like nothing, dude.
And then, like, are you guys always hanging out outside? Or do you guys typically, like, kick it at inside exactly. the house?
Yeah. Do you?
That's, like, a big thing you guys have to think about.
And
like,
then look at the people that were going to, like, the bars last night. They were all just dressed like us in yeah. California.
Yeah.
Yeah, it becomes so normal that you don't realize, like, oh, it's just, like, it's colder.
You just plan for it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, Jesse, I was going to go back to what I wanted to ask you earlier. How long do you think it took you to adjust living here in Oregon once you moved here from California?
It's
once you were, like, comfortable.
Okay.
Like, comfortable.
So, it's the only thing that was difficult was that, like, the first year, you had to realize I was going through, like, the...
Yeah, it was right after your accident, right?
Yeah, and, like... For anyone that doesn't know, I have, like, plates in my arms, both arms.
Yeah.
I have a rod that goes through my pelvis.
Yeah.
And I broke a lot of, like, my right leg was paralyzed. So, and I have plates right here.
So, from that happening, would you say you're retarded 20% or 70%?
It's stupid.
It's probably, like, what's it? 1, 2, 3... I would say 30% for sure.
Yeah, at least you didn't go full retard.
Yeah, dude. I wish. Then you get that retard strength, right?
You get that pension, you get dude.
Yeah, you get that retard strength.
Well, we're coming on to a little over an hour, so we're going to cut it here, folks. Jesse, I just want to thank you for driving us around this weekend, dude, picking us up, having us at your house, paying for gas and everything. It was a really fun trip, man. So thank you for everything.
And bro. I also want to say thank you so much for buying me beer, paying for gas and taking us up all those beautiful mountains in the snow, dude.
That was fun, dude.
I really appreciate it. Yeah. Coming for the first time to Oregon, it felt really good.
Oh, dude. I forgot that was your first. This is your first time in Oregon.
I know, dude. 8 years,
and you really love it here. Already,
yeah, you've been over here for 8 years, and this is the first time, and that's kind of embarrassing on my part, and I've really. Apologetic for not being here earlier, but thank you so much for being so accommodating and hospitable, dude.
Yeah, you showed us a really good time, Jesse. Thanks,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it was like, it's yeah, like you said, it's 8 years, dude, but it was like, I understand you have a family, so for me, it's like totally cool. But like, I'm glad you finally like were like, okay, let's check it out. And so I thought it was cool, dude. Like, I had a great time. Like,
yeah, me too, man.
It was a good time.
It was fun, yeah. Bro. Jesse, it's been a really fun trip, man. And I can't wait to either for us to come back here or you to come to California, dude. And for sure, we'll have you
I'm
on
ready
as a
to
guest
come
again,
back,
man.
Bro. I'm bringing really Serena. Really I'm bringing Serena in April, bro.
That'd be cool.
So we're going to call it quits here, folks. This has been Parnay and
Evan
and
Jesse.
We love you guys, and we'll see you guys next time.
Adios, San Diego.
Ciao. Uh-huh.